living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So now we're going to talk about how to eat vegan as an athlete. You know, working out demands a lot of protein, B vitamins, especially B12. And my next guest, Erin Sharoni, she's the host and reporter in sports, news, and entertainment. She's co-host on the Jim Rome on Showtime, and she's been on before. We've been talking about juicing, and now we're going to change it a little bit and talk a little bit about how to get proper nutrition as a vegan if you want to also be an athlete. Erin, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm a big fan of your show.
Awesome. I love that. Save that one so we can use it. We're going to save that. listen, let's first start off, keep it simple. I was on your website, erinsharoni.com. You have a lot of stuff about juicing there that we were just talking about, your juice party and all that. But I don't know if you're a vegan or not. I know that you're into raw foods, but why don't you tell us a little bit about what is a vegan diet and what are some of the things a vegan who wants to really start working out, what do they have to watch out for?
Sure. Well, you know, if our last conversation about juicing and juice fasting was controversial, this is even more controversial. So
oh, good.
It should be a fun conversation. Yeah,
I like that. It makes for good radio.
Exactly. There's some tension there. Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of people who will disagree with veganism as a lifestyle, regardless of whether you're an athlete or not. But again, that's all up for debate, and that's what makes things interesting. And I'm sure everyone knows what a vegan is. Obviously, it's like a vegetarian, except you're consuming no animal products, so generally no dairy, no eggs, to simplify it. And there are some pretty extreme versions of veganism where people don't even eat honey because it's produced by the bees and whatnot. I'm not a subscriber to any sort of extremist philosophy, so I don't necessarily agree or follow that. However, I think honey's really healthy. But that's what a vegan is. And what I find really interesting is that in my job interviewing athletes for a living and working, you know, within the pro sports world, and also having been a coach myself, I was a junior U.S. Olympic certified swim coach. So I coached kids as swimmers, and none of them were vegans. But as I progressed in my career and met more and more athletes, and was really interested in their training patterns, and just because I love health, and I'm really into, you know, health and wellness and stuff like that, I thought, it seems that there are more and more athletes who are, if not 100% vegan, 80% vegan. Let's say, you know, the most famous one being Tony Gonzalez, the NFL player, who, by the way, if you just Google him, anyone who's listening, and you take a look, the dude doesn't look like what you might think the picture of a vegan would be, which, you know,
he definitely doesn't.
Malnourished and having no muscle tone. I mean, he's living proof that you can do it. And there's quite a few.
If I can interject right there, let me ask you this, though. So in your experience as a coach and stuff and training, do you find that, so obviously nutrition is going to be very important to that vegan athlete. Do you find that it's a little bit tougher for them to maybe obtain their athletic goals that they have? Or do you find that they do really well on a vegan diet in trying to be an athlete?
Well, I'm not a pro athlete coach, so I would never want to put words into their mouths. I do know what I hear from the athletes that I do interact with, and then, of course, have my own opinion on that. And what I would say is that, you know, yes, you have to be more conscious, I think, if you're a pro athlete, really an athlete on any level, and you're vegan, because of what you mentioned at the beginning, the introduction of this segment, Dr. Mike, is that, you know, B12 we find in meat, and B12 affects red blood cell production, obviously. So you need to watch the B12 levels and supplement appropriately if you're not getting it from the right food combinations. And it's absolutely harder. I think it is much harder to be a vegan because you have to be so conscious of your macro and micronutrient intake than to be a non-vegan. You know, in a recent New York Times article, there's actually a doctor whose name I forget, so I won't misquote that person, but basically saying that overall, vegetarians and vegans are healthier, and I say with that with quotes, than meat eaters, for the reason that they have lower predisposition for heart disease and obesity. It doesn't mean that they're not vegans who are obese, because you can eat junk food and still be vegan. But by
right,
and large,
that's a good point.
Sort of the self-selection thing. If you're going to choose that lifestyle, you're probably going to be conscious of what you're putting into your body anyhow. So but the thing that I recommend for athletes, the thing that I like about incorporating something like vegan or vegetarianism into an athletic lifestyle is for anyone really, is that, you know, I incorporated it slowly, and I'll do it in spurts. I do it for health reasons, because like I said, I have an autoimmune disease, but you could be vegan, let's say, 2 days a week, or you could be vegan for 2 weeks during your off season training and see what that does for your body, abstaining from meat, dairy, eggs, which as we know are highly acid forming rather than alkaline forming and can be very hard for the body to digest. You're just giving the body a rest and seeing, you know, what does and doesn't agree with you.
When you started this slowly and you've tried some of this to go meatless, let's talk about the foods and supplements maybe that you took to help you. So let's look at the foods. Where did you get your protein mostly from? What do you find to be the best plant-based protein source for vegans?
Sure. Well, I don't work with this company at all. I happen to love their protein powder, and it's called Plant Fusion, and it's a blend of it's a vegan protein powder. I'm totally misquoting it probably, but it's got like some quinoa and amaranth and pea protein, and it's very artichoke protein, which is good for the gut lining, and it's very easy to digest. I have digestive problems, so has a very good amino acid profile. 21 grams of protein for one scoop with like 100 and something calories and no fat and 4 carbs. So for me, I was like, this is a win-win. I like how it tastes. It blends well. It's easy. It makes me feel good. I also use Sun Warrior protein, which is a sprouted rice protein that people may be familiar with. You can also use hemp protein, which has got a great nutritional profile, as you know. There's one called Vega, which incorporates hemp seed, savvy seed, all sorts of stuff with lots of omega content.
If you're going to be vegan, you're going to have to do some sort of protein supplement replacement. Are you going to be able to get enough just from eating some of those plant-based proteins, or do you really have to use like a powder, for instance?
For me, I find that the powder is helpful, because I am not a professional athlete, therefore my energetic output is not as high as theirs, and so I can get away with eating less. If you're a professional athlete, yes, I think to your point, it is a little bit more difficult. You have to, if I were them, I'd constantly make sure that I was getting tested, getting my blood checked and making sure that my B12 is okay, my amino acids are okay. Creatine is something that you can become deficient in potentially if you're vegan or vegetarian as an athlete needing that nutrient. So, you know, that's something you have to watch and may need to supplement. I definitely think it's something that people should only do under the proper guidance from a qualified nutritionist and or physician. And, you know, it's not right for everyone, but I know what the athlete I mentioned, Tony Gonzalez, is 80% vegan. He's even written a book about it. And that's sort of what I do myself now. Like I said, I went vegan for a while just for health reasons. And then I said, I like fish and I like seafood and it doesn't disagree with me. So I do eat some of that. I do eat some of that. And I think that's okay. But, you know, it's whatever.
And
do you think
supplementing with B12 is important as well? Because that's really just coming from meat sources. Were you doing like a B complex as well during all this?
Yes. Yes, I was doing, I actually was taking this great, actually might have been non-vegan sourced, but it's a vitamin that supplement that had both iron, which as a woman I obviously need, certainly need, and B12. And so that for me was very helpful. And in fact, when I got my blood test, my B12 was like through the roof. Like I had plenty of B12.
So that worked well for you.
Hadn't even needed it in a year. Yeah.
Your website is erinsharoni.com. I encourage everybody to go on it. She has a really cool video blog that she talks about juicing, and she's full of energy. A lot of good stuff that you can learn on her site. Erin, just thank you so much for coming on. I definitely want you to come back on so we can talk more about this and give you some more time. Thanks for coming on Healthy Talk. We'll be right back. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.